Hi, everyone. The world's most ethical company's application window is opening, and we've got some terrific details about it to share with you. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. In 2006, Ethisphere launched the World's Most Ethical Companies Recognition Program to measure and showcase the superior achievements of organizations that are committed to doing business with ethics and integrity. The process is rigorous and objective. It includes a 240-plus point assessment, documentation review, and research into an organization's reputation and ethical practices. The process itself provides a way for organizations to assess their own programs against leading practices. World's Most Ethical Companies honorees also enjoy recognition of their exceptional ethics and compliance programs. Ethisphere also broadly shares the World's Most Ethical Companies data to help all organizations understand and improve their programs. With us today to talk about what's in store for the 2024-2025 World's Most Ethical Companies application window is Ethisphere Product Marketing Manager and Program Liaison, Jamal Cornelius. Jamal, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Oh, great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Now that the application window for the World's Most Ethical Companies is opening, how can people get started?
Great question. So to get started with your World's Most Ethical Companies application, we recommend checking out all of the information that we put together on our website. It's worldsmostethicalcompanies.com. And from there, you can learn all about how we evaluate programs, what the process is and timeline for the application, what sort of support and documentation, things that you'll need to submit in your application. We've created this one-stop shop for you to access the application guide and everything you need to know to get started in the process. So it's really simple. You can go there, request an application, and from there, our team will respond and give you an opportunity to get into the ethics quotient, which is our 250-point questionnaire. It really dives into what your program is doing well, where the opportunities are, and helps you kind of give it a full 360 view of what's happening. And that makes up the core of the application. So to get that sneak preview, you go to worldsmostethicalcompanies.com as a starting point.
Why do World's Most Ethical Companies applicants and honorees always say that the application process is so valuable to their ethics compliance program? I mean, I hear this all the time.
Yeah, that's some of the main feedback that we get is that the process itself is valuable. And what we're hearing from our companies who are applicants and those who are selected as honorees is that they're really get an opportunity to take a look back into your program and figure out what are all of the things that I'm doing well and how am I doing the things in my ethics and compliance program that stack up against my industry peers or others around the globe. And this application gives you an opportunity to have that essentially global benchmark to say, here are all the components of my program, here are all of my practices, and here is it evaluated by a third party and compared to those who are in the same industry as me, in the same region as me, and all of these things that you may not have access to that comparative information. So it's honestly a great benchmarking exercise in addition to it being an opportunity to receive a phenomenal recognition.
What advice do you have for this year's applicants?
That's a great question. I think the perennial advice is always start early as possible. The application opens on July 31st. So we have about a 90-day application window where you can go in, look at all of the ethics quotient questions, work with your collaborators, making sure that you have everyone who needs to be at the table to respond to the different sections of the ethics quotient, whether it's your HR team who's helping you to facilitate the internal training components of it, or if it's your legal team or your audit and governance committee, all of those other players who may need to be in that conversation. Starting early gives you an opportunity to get everyone at the table, take full advantage of that 90-day period, see what questions are going to be asked, what supporting documentation you're going to need to provide in your application, to make sure that you have more than enough time. The application is a phenomenal exercise, but it's not a simple exercise. It definitely takes a team effort and it takes a fair amount of time to do it thoughtfully and to do it correctly and to get the value out of it that you need. So we advise everyone to start as early as you can with gathering those questions, getting that information together, and starting to get into the application portal so that you can have an idea of where you are throughout the 90-day application window. So by the end of it, you're not really surprised by the deadline coming up and you may not be in the best place with your application. We want you to be near final as you get to that October window so that everything you're doing is just, you know, crossing T's, dotting I's.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jamal, again, thank you so much for joining us and for giving us such great details on the World's Most Ethical Companies application process.
It's an absolute pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me. Look forward to coming back soon.
Visit worldsmostethicalcompanies.com to learn all about this wonderful program, including how to begin your application, the value of applying, the five-year ethics premium, and more. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.